This is Kootenai Co-op Radio. I'm Scott Onishuk. And with me today, I have the Executive Director of Nelson's Chamber of Commerce, Tom Thompson. Today, we're going to talk about unemployment rates in the Kootenays and why they're above the provincial and national averages. Tom, thanks for doing this.
From my understanding, unemployment across Canada and BC is pretty low. It's been at about 5% for the last couple of years in Canada. But recently, the Kootenays has been on an uptick. So why do you think that unemployment in the Kootenays is higher than across Canada?
Kind of interesting because we had been trending where we were one of the lower ones in British Columbia for a couple of months. In the wintertime, we were down to about 3.9% at one point. And I think in a one-month jump, it went to about 5.5%. So we are higher. And I don't know the exact cause other than I would think that there's more people coming into the job market right now. So university is out. And now they're back looking for more work. They could be away at university in Victoria or UBC or elsewhere. And then they happen to come back to the Kootenays for the summer and they start looking for work. So more people in the workforce looking for work. And if those jobs aren't being filled, it's going to make the rate go a little bit higher than it had been. So still not as high as it has been historically in the past, but a bit of a blip upwards and probably due to the fact that more people are looking for work.
So do you think that we can expect this trend to keep going up? You're right, it was down to 3.9 and then it's about a year ago, but in the last month it's jumped a decent percentage, almost over a whole percent from April to May. Do you think we can expect it to continue to rise over the summer?
Hard to say whether it would continue to rise. I think there's going to be something that kind of levels off in that 5.5-6% range, and maybe it'll start going back down sometime in the fall as people start going back to school and they're not back looking for work. So if there's usually a certain number of jobs that are available, and your unemployment rate is dependent on how many people are actually looking for work. So I think the number of jobs has remained relatively flat for the last little while. We had a real problem with just finding people to work for all sorts of different industries, from the construction industry and in a lot of the trades and just general labor. We had problems with the service industry, food and beverage, pubs, places like that, that were having a tough time finding servers. A lot of that was due to COVID and some of the lingering effects of COVID, and those businesses really not knowing exactly where they were going to be staffing. So I think we're kind of back to that level where it's leveled off. I think there's a certain number of jobs that are out there. Most jobs seem to be filled. There's not a lot of pent-up demand with people with help wanted signs on Baker Street any longer. So I think that's a good sign. I don't think there's any real concerns that we're going into any kind of a major problem with unemployment.
So to me, what I found interesting was that it was going up, and then I started looking into the stats, as I'm not an expert, and then seeing that, 5.5 really isn't very high at all historically. So is this a healthy number for our unemployment to be at right now?
Yeah, I think healthy is probably in that 4 to 6 range. And when we're below 4, it means there's really a problem with getting enough people into the workforce for the number of jobs that are out there. So I don't think it's unusual to be in the state that we're in right now. I've lived through times in the Kootenays where we're up in the 12 and 13% range, which can be really problematic for the economy. But I think businesses are, once the visitors start to arrive and we start to see more decent weather for the Kootenays in July and August and September roll around and we start seeing visitor numbers come up, I think businesses will start going, well, we're back on track and we're having a pretty decent summer and the labor shortage isn't as big a concern as it was this time last year or even worse 2 years ago.
Yeah, there was a couple of years there where it's up, like you said, in the teens. But is there anyone who suffers because of a low unemployment rate?
I think a lot of times when it gets really low, that means there's fewer people participating in the labor pool. And a lot of different businesses start to suffer when their employment rate gets too low. I mean, you need to have people that are willing to work. And you need to have jobs that are available. And if there's more jobs that are available than people that are willing to work, then it becomes a problem for the local economy. And you've got businesses that have to shut down earlier than they normally would or not open on certain days because they can't find staff. And that can impact most often places that are, food and beverage, even fast food places like A&W a year ago were closing on certain days because they just didn't have staff to work there.
So a lot of those industries happen to be industries where young people work. We've heard a lot since COVID that you hear it again and again from different people. Young people don't want to work. Do you think that's the case? And if it is, how can we get more young people working in those industries?
Try to make it as attractive as possible to work there. A lot of times they're considered entry-level jobs. And if you're willing to take an entry-level job and get some experience, you won't be long at an entry-level job. You'll soon be working into a higher-level server at a different food and beverage location. I mean, those are fun jobs for a lot of people of certain ages. And if you can get into them, there's nothing the matter with getting started in those. It seems like we're really fortunate that we're in a place like Nelson that has two campuses with Selkirk College. And then you've got the business Selkirk College campus down in Castlegar. And there's close to 600, 700 international students. And if you notice in the workforce, there's a lot of international students that are filling some of those service level jobs. So it's not like people don't want to work them, but maybe there is a generation that's coming up that says, I don't want to work as much as I was, as much as my parents were previously. And I think I have to live a more of a lifestyle. You know, my lifestyle is more important than my live style. And sometimes money just doesn't seem to be as motivating.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought. I love that idea that I'd like my lifestyle more than those jobs, but with how expensive living is here, it's like, how do you even have a lifestyle without working?
Well, that's a real catch point, I think. You know, sometimes, and I guess we can't paint everybody with the same brush, you know, there's a lot of people that have a really good work ethic at a young age, and, you know, they continue to show that throughout the rest of their career. But the days of even people that are physicians, highly educated individuals, there used to be a time when a lot of those physicians would work 70 and 80 hours a week. And I think some of the younger generation that's coming up saying, I'm still a really highly qualified physician and I'd like to continue to work, but I also like to have some kind of balance in my life. So I may only work 50 hours in a week. So if a physician retires because of just aging out of the workforce, quite often it takes two people to replace that one individual. So I think in the future there's going to be a lot of job opportunities. There's for the younger generation, there's going to be lots to choose from. We have an older demographic. There's more people that are aging out of the workforce than are coming into the workforce. So it should mean for better days ahead for job choices, but it also means some of these jobs are going to have to be filled by people immigrating to the country and not necessarily homegrown talent filling all of the jobs. There's just not as many young Canadians coming into the workforce as there is older Canadians moving out of it.
Like you said, maybe some of those jobs filled by immigrants, which is fine. Do you have any worry in the future of jobs just being eliminated by things like artificial intelligence?
Well, I guess there's always going to be jobs that are going to be eliminated by artificial intelligence, but if we can look at it and say, how can we benefit from artificial intelligence and how can we make jobs better because of artificial intelligence and still needing individuals but are assisted by artificial intelligence to make their job better or more satisfying, then I guess that's okay. But there will likely be some jobs that are going to be eliminated by robots and AI. So I'm not somebody that can predict what the future is going to hold, but anecdotally, yeah, there's definitely going to be job losses, but there may also be job opportunities because of AI.
Right. Like, this is not something that's new, right? We've lost tons of factory jobs over the last several decades because of things like robots. Our unemployment rate is at a healthy number, like you said, in the fives. So it's not that big of a deal. It's just interesting because now we see it attacking different industries like print and not the more labor intensive jobs.
It'd be interesting to see how it all shakes out, because there's going to be certain types of service-oriented jobs that I think you're always going to need. There's going to be trades and construction and things like that where they may have AI that will help them do their job a little bit better, but there's always going to be a need for people that can use their hands and can build things.
That's a good point for sure. But anyway, Tom, appreciate your time. I'm going to have to let you go here. Thanks again for doing the interview.
Sure. Thanks very much for your interest. Take care, man.
All right. You too.